Michigan's Republican Party has a new chairwoman. At its Lansing convention on Saturday, activist Ronna Romney McDaniel got the nod on the first ballot. She replaces commercial property developer Bobby Shostak at the top of the Michigan GOP. The 41-year-old niece of presidential candidate Mitt Romney said, "We need a Republican in the White House through Michigan in 2016. To learn more, the Michigan Public Radio Network's Capital Bureau Chief Rick Pluta joins me. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Mark. We should also point out, granddaughter of Michigan Governor George Romney.
Romney. Yeah. Exactly right. What does it mean that Ronna Romney McDaniel is replacing Bobby Shostak as GOP state chair? What does that mean?
Well, once, for whatever reasons, that Shostak decided he was not going to seek a third term, the question was who would replace him, and could it be done without the infighting between sort of the Tea Party, / Liberty Wing versus the so-called establishment wing of the party? And Romney kind of emerged as that bridge, that she was acceptable because her history was to the Tea Party, because her history was largely as an activist, as opposed to a big, fundraiser or something like that. And, her family name kind of speaks for itself. And so what Republican leaders in both of those factions are hoping is that they can, end that, that sort of internecine fighting that's gotten in the way of Republicans, and try to make Michigan competitive in next year's presidential race, which Democrats have won now six straight times.
Let's localize this for a second, too, because there was some local fallout. Norm Schenkel.
Infighting is not over, yeah.
Norm Schenkel, the chairman of the Ingham County GOP, has been chairman as well of the 8th Congressional District. I understand he is out of that latter role. What happened?
There were three congressional district chairs, and that's sort of the hierarchy right below the state party chairs. It's state, then congressional district, then county. There were three congressional district chairs who were ousted, basically establishment figures who were upset by Tea Party or Liberty challengers. And one of them was Norm Schenkel, who's, been around for a long time, former legislator, and he was replaced by another former legislator, Tom McMillan. And it was a function of both the philosophical politics, how conservative you are, but also, geography, that the new 8th district, its population anchor isn't as much mid-Michigan as it is now Oakland County in southeast Michigan, Schenkel from Ingham County, McMillan from Oakland County. And we should say also shades of, that challenge to the Snyder ticket last year at the Republican convention, that Livingston County, in that space between the two, was organized for McMillan by Wes Nakagiri, who challenged Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. So, it was definitely an element of insurgency there.
We got 30 seconds. I understand Ms. McDaniel also weighed in on Dave Ajima, the outspoken national GOP committee man. What'd she have to say?
The RNC, the Republican National Committee, would like him out. A lot of others would like him out. But she said there is no mechanism to do that. He's not quitting. We've got to find a way to move on.
Rick Pluta is the Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you, Rick.
You bet.